Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire, and this country is literally on fire, literally. Let me tell you about all the things going on that are more important than UFOs attacking America, because that story is so bogus. It's not UFO attacks. It's either Russia or China with some sort of technologically advanced, you know, aircraft of some kind attacking the United States, and our Navy is... First of all, if it was UFOs, we couldn't shoot them down. They'd be so technologically advanced over us, you couldn't shoot them down. The United States Navy could not shoot down a plane that comes from Mars or Venus with some advanced, you know, technologically advanced group of people from another universe. That wouldn't even be possible, number one. And number two, I think it's Russia or China. And number three, I think it's probably not important. It's a weapon of mass distraction to distract you away from all the terrible things that are happening in the world. I think we're on the verge of World War III. I think inflation is ravaging this country like nothing anybody understands. I don't know why I have a middle-class understanding that none of my friends on Wall Street do, but I've got brilliant friends on Wall Street, and they're right about everything, including the direction of stocks all the time, but they have no clue what middle-class people are going through. Inflation is raging. It's horrible, and it's getting worse, not better. It has not peaked, and the latest numbers are out. It's not even close to peaking, and the things that matter, my electricity bill is double last year. Gasoline is way up from when Trump was president. You got to put that in your car. And all the things you buy in the supermarket are exploding through the roof. In particular, I eat a dozen eggs a day. Eggs used to be $3 a carton. Now they're 10. Folks, inflation is wiping out the country. And they don't want you to talk about it, think about it, or understand it. So let me tell you what you need to understand. First of all, if Trump was president, and we had a train derailment like the one in East Palestine, Ohio, and somebody needs to tell Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib that's not the Palestine near Israel. It's East Palestine, Ohio. She's going to lose her mind when she hears that. It's not that Palestine. It's East Palestine, Ohio. I'm sorry, Ilhan. You can't scream and shriek and say Israel did it. But if Trump was the president and he had a transportation secretary who was dumb as a door stump, as a tree stump or a doorknob, like Mayor Pete Butthead is, it would all be blamed on Trump the way that Hurricane Katrina was blamed on George W. Bush. It would be an absolute clusterfuck, and the headlines around the world would scream about an environmental disaster, the biggest in world history. People are all going to die over the next 20 years from what they've inhaled. The decisions made to set fire to the train when it's carrying the most horrible chemicals known to mankind. Can you imagine if Trump was president? No wonder they've got to convince you that UFOs are flying over the United States. It's called weapons of mass distraction. Our transportation secretary is the dumbest son of a bitch in the history of the world. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's too busy letting his new baby suck on his teat. He is a crazed man with a gay resume. That's it. That's all he's got. I've never been anti-gay a day in my life, but he is gay, and that's his resume. I'm gay. And that's how he got the job. Just like, I'm trying to, now my memory, can it go back this far? I'm going to reach for something. I don't know. What was that famous saying George Bush said? He said when the Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, wasn't it? Great job, Brownie. Because the guy's name was Brown, I believe. And he was the FEMA director. His last name was Brown. And Bush called him Brownie and said, attaboy, Brownie, great job. And the whole, what was his name? Michael Dwayne Brown. So the whole, that wasn't bad. I got Brown, and I remember Brownie. And the whole world laughed at Bush and taunted Bush and said what a horrible person Bush was because he congratulated a guy who was presiding over a disastrous performance by FEMA. And now you've got a disastrous performance by the Biden administration and the transportation secretary. That train in East Palestine, Ohio, carrying toxic chemicals, derailed, exploded. There's a media blackout. Well, animals are dying in mass while fish are dying in mass. You know it's a sign that people are going to die in mass. There's a horrible cough among the people, and no one is talking about it in the mainstream media. If Trump was president, this would be called an eco-disaster, the likes of which no one's ever seen. And literally, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people will be dead over the next 20 years from breathing in what they have been breathing over the last few days. A new randomized controlled trial, gold standard randomized controlled trial, now proves that ivermectin works against COVID. I said it from day one. I was right from day one. President Trump was right from day one. They made fun of him, and then he got on board with Big Pharma and started pushing vaccines. He was the guy who said hydroxychloroquine, which is like the sister to ivermectin, is a drug that works very effectively against COVID. None of the people had to die. As a matter of fact, a guy, I never did business with him, but I almost did business with him. He wanted me to be the face and the spokesman for a new conservative website, not unlike Twitter. And he came to me and pitched me on the idea of being the front guy for this new conservative website if he could raise $5 million. And he never raised $5 million because literally days later he got COVID and he died. And I never heard from him again. His wife emailed me the other day, and I didn't even remember his name. The wife said her name, and I didn't know who it was. And she said, my husband did business with you, and he died from remdesivir. And I said, remdesivir? Who's your husband? And she said his name, and I realized I had lunch with him at Mastroianni's, my favorite little Italian restaurant in Las Vegas, sponsor of my local show in Vegas on AM 670, and the most incredible Italian food you've ever eaten. And we had lunch there, and we never did settle on a deal because he died soon thereafter of COVID. He got very sick, and then I heard he died and never heard another word. Well, he didn't die of COVID. His widow told me he died as soon as they gave him remdesivir in the hospital. He was dead days later. All his organs began to shut down, and he died. She said, Wayne, you got to tell the world he was murdered by the doctors at a hospital in Las Vegas. And they murdered him, Wayne. And I'm telling you, people, that no one ever need to take a horrible drug like remdesivir. No one ever. And again, it's an opinion show. It's my opinion, but everybody knows what's going on. Remdesivir is so bad that nurses around the country have a nickname for it. Remdesivir is known as death is near, because they know the minute you give someone remdesivir, a huge percentage are dead in a few days. And yet they're paid a bonus by a Big Pharma and a bonus by the government, I believe. It's an opinion of mine on an opinion show. I believe the bonus is by both Big Pharma and the government to give people remdesivir, and that's why the hospitals give it to you, because they're getting like $5,000 extra. But you die. And all they had to do is give them something that costs pennies, like hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, and voila, COVID appears to be gone. And I know because I took it, and I beat COVID in 2 days. And it was never bad from the moment I started taking the ivermectin. But we didn't let the average person take it, right? Because you slandered it, and you scared people, and you told them it was no good. Here's the latest news on inflation. It stays very hot in January, surging past investor expectations. Eggs are being shellacked by inflation. New data shows egg prices have increased by 70%. I don't even think that's right. They were $3, and now they're over triple. They're $10 a dozen. That's not 70%. If my math's right, that's like 300%. Then we see panic at the grocery store. Egg prices up 70%. Again, they claim maybe that's 70% in the last couple months. Cereals are up 15.6%. Coffee's up 12.6%. The list goes on and on. Baby clothes and 9 other goods and services soaring in price. That's the news that's more important than the UFO. Border Patrol encounters with Chinese nationals at our Mexican border up 719%. And folks, wishful thinking would be these are all Chinese people like Mexican people, meaning they're coming here, they're poor, they don't speak English, they will be a burden, they will increase the debt, they will need welfare for the rest of their lives. They're like little helpless birds asking their mother to drop a worm in their mouth. That's what you hope they are, like the Mexicans coming across the border, and the Central Americans coming across the border, and the Haitians coming across the border. But no, that's not what I think they are. I think when Chinese nationals cross the border, I think included among the poor who will burden us and increase our debt, included in that group are spies and terrorists. We're letting spies and terrorists from the number one enemy in the world of America, China, into the United States of America. This is a disaster. Okay? Here's a story about a police vehicle hit by an unlicensed driver while the police were investigating an incident by a different unlicensed driver. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to say our country's infested with illegal aliens, and they're all driving unlicensed on our streets, and they could kill your daughter, your son, or you, and you never get to see another day with someone you love, or you never get to see another day. Our country is overrun by illegal scoundrels. It is an absolute disaster. A disaster. The barbarians are overrunning the country. They're at the gate, and they've knocked the gate down. Here's a story that's more important than UFOs. Not a single student can do math at grade level in 53 Illinois schools. And you want to bet every one of those schools, every kid is black? You want to bet? Yet they're singing the black national anthem at an NFL football game. See the way weapons of mass distraction are used against you? Your children are in factories run by unions, school teachers unions, school unions, who can't teach. The teachers are morons, or they're not allowed to teach, or they're communists who don't want to teach. And your children are becoming dumb as doorknobs, but you're busy getting excited over the black national anthem in front of a football game. Who's teaching your kids anything? Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn-Root. It's 2023. Can you believe it? This year, I want you to take control of your own life and start a business or even just a side business. It's time to take your future into your own hands and beat the globalists at their own game. Control your financial future and protect your hard-earned wealth with a bulletproof and private Nevada LLC. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Nevada's where I live and choose to do business, and you should too. NCH, Nevada Corporate Headquarters, is giving away copies of their book, The Nevada Edge, for free. This book is packed with information and strategies to start your business, protect your assets, and keep you safe from lawsuits and the government's prying eyes. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. With over 30 years in business and rated 5 stars with more than 14,000 reviews, NCH has helped tens of thousands of Americans start a business and protect their assets, and they can help you too. Visit NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com for your free book. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn-Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Weather was like in Vegas today. For those of you listening that are not in Vegas, I woke up and it was 58 degrees, sunny and blue skies and beautiful. You know, 58 degrees at like 7 in the morning. So it was going to be a killer day. And then I ran out to do some Valentine's Day errands. And by the way, happy Valentine's Day to all of you and all the loved ones in your life. And when I got back from the errands, when I was in the middle of the errands, it started snowing. It dropped to 42 degrees. There was like fog. And the air was, you know, the sky was gray and dark and foreboding. And at 42 degrees, it was snowing. And I thought, how does it snow at 40? I never even knew that till now. It could snow at almost any degree as long as it's cold above, you know, 30,000 feet above the ground. It might be freezing and it falls as snow or it falls as ice. The whole key to 32, you know, you think it's got to be 32 to snow. No, it's got to be 32 to stick. So it wouldn't stick, but it snowed for 2.5 hours in Las Vegas. And the wind started out at like 15 miles an hour. Then it was 20. Then it was 25. Then it was 50 miles an hour. And I finally got home to my house and garbage pails were flying all over the road. I mean, like flying in the air and sliding across the road. As I drove my car, I thought I was going to get smashed by 20 garbage pails because every single pail in every single driveway was flying left and right. because the wind was 50 miles per hour. While it was snowing, while it was icing, while it was freezing outside, it dropped to about 35 by the time I got to my house. But still, no snow stuck, because it has to be 32 to stick. But it doesn't have to be 32 to snow, and I never realized that. It was snowing at 42 in Vegas and then at 35 at my house, and it snowed for 2.5 hours in Las Vegas today. So, you know, when you think that hell is freezing over, well, if it snows in Vegas, hell might, in fact, be freezing over. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and you have a chance to meet the founder of Energized Health. You hear me talking about it all the time, John Jubilee. This Thursday, February 16th in Las Vegas, he's hosting a free dinner for anyone who wants to learn more about Energized Health, limited to the first 50 people who register. This Thursday, meaning 48 hours from now, Thursday, February 16th, 5:45 p.m., and then it's a free dinner, and then at 7 p.m., John shares his breakthrough science of intercellular hydration that is changing lives across America. This is happening at the Ahern Hotel Emerald Room. And if you've completed the Energized Health program, share this invitation with a friend who needs to transform their health. I just wanted to grab my phone. There's something else I want to tell you about. But RSVP now. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and click on the live event. EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the live event button to RSVP for the free dinner with John Jubilee on Thursday night, which is the 16th of February. And then, by the way, I want to let everyone know on the 16th of February, that night at 6:30 p.m., I am going to be the featured speaker at the Sun City Conservative Club. They expect to have about 200 people packed in to catch Wayne Allyn Root. And so if you live in the Summerlin area, this is Summerlin Sun City Conservative Club. So two big events on the same night, John Jubilee with a free dinner at Ahern Hotel at 5:45 p.m. And the way to sign up at RSVP for the free dinner is go to energizedhealth.com, click on the live event button. And then, of course, if you're in the Sun City, Summerlin area, I've got my big keynote speech, 6:30 p.m. on that same night, Thursday night. All right, that's the story. So lots of good things going on all over town involving Wayne Root. In one way or another, Wayne Root's involved with every one of these things. All over town, all over Las Vegas. I remember a few years ago when Bernie Sanders was running for president. So it would have been, you know, 2020. It would have been July 2020. I was speaking at Sun City, but not Summerlin, Sun City Anthem. You know, on the east side of town, Sun City Henderson, which is called Sun City Anthem Club. And I had 300 people standing room only. And then I read the newspaper the next day. Bernie Sanders, running for president of the United States, was in Vegas and gave a speech at the same exact time as me. It was like 9:30 in the morning. And Bernie Sanders had 100 people, including the media. So I did 3-to-1. I attracted 3-to-1 the audience of Bernie Sanders. No surprise. Who would want to go listen to Bernie Sanders speak? My God. He's a raving moron, a raving, raging communist moron who should be in Guantanamo for his communist views, hates our country. These people are just horrible human beings. I don't know how they're allowed to speak, but the key is they've got us on the run. They've got us silenced. They've got us banned. They've got us suspended, because that's what you do when you're a communist, A, and B, when you think they're going to suspend or ban or censor or put you in prison, you say, let's turn the tables and put the other guy in prison for his patriotic free speech. If you believe there should be borders, if you believe that we don't need to poison the United States military with vaccines, if you believe elections are stolen, liberals have made you out to be a criminal that should be in prison and should be silenced and cannot be heard on social media. But they're communist scumbag traitors. They're okay.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA News update. The father of the man identified as the Michigan State mass shooter is speaking out. He stated his son became evil and mean following the death of his mother 2 years ago. Suspect's father said he had no idea why his son shot 8 people and that he has no relationship with Michigan State. President Biden addressing a gathering of county officials from around the country, touting how his domestic agenda has been helpful to local governments.
When I signed the American Rescue Plan, it sent $350 billion for the first time in history to every state, city, and county in America.
Biden added his administration has made economic progress as inflation is trending downward and unemployment remains low. California Senator Dianne Feinstein says she won't run for re-election next year. She was elected to the Senate in 1992 and is the longest-serving female senator ever. There had been mounting pressure on her to make a decision as other Democrats had already announced a bid for her seat. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I'm exhausted. I was just telling Chris, my board op, that I should be rushing because all I ever do is rush. I'm rushing. I should be rushing. I'm always rushing. I'm rushing. Look, I'm a Republican conservative, so Biden already thinks I'm a Russian traitor, and I'm against all the money we're spending in Ukraine, so I actually am kind of Russian. So Rick Leventhal's our guest. We'll get to him in just one second. Retired senior Fox News correspondent. He's got a great new book out. I've watched him for years. He is a great guy, and I do want to mention the sponsor of the show real quick, Nevada Corporate Headquarters. I'll make it very quick and very simple for you. They've got a new book out called The Nevada Edge. If you own a business or want to start a business or about to start a business anywhere in the United States, you can still, no matter where you are, take care of you're in Iowa or Wisconsin or Michigan or California or New York or Florida or Texas, no matter where it is, you're better off having a Nevada LLC. It doesn't matter where the business is based. You need to protect your business with a Nevada LLC, and their new book explains how you do that. It's called The Nevada Edge, and it's free, and there's no strings attached. You just go to their website, NevadaWar.com. NevadaWar.com, and get your free book today. You don't even have to tell them Wayne Root sent you. That's why they got that domain site, NevadaWar.com. That's how they know it's coming from Wayne Ellerroot. They've been in business 30 years. They're rated 5 stars, more than 14,000 reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans start a business and protect their assets and achieve anonymity from government's prying eyes here in Nevada with the best incorporation rules in the country. So open a Nevada LLC to protect yourself. How do you do that? You go to NevadaWar.com and you get your free book, The Nevada Edge, NevadaWar.com. All right, we're going to say hi to Rick Leventhal, retired senior Fox News correspondent, author of the new book, Chasing Catastrophe, my 35 years covering wars, hurricanes, terror attacks, and other breaking news. Rick Leventhal, thank you, and welcome to the Wayne Ellerroot Show.
Wayne, it's such an honor and a privilege to be with the human energizer bunny.
Hey, it's funny because I read the title of your book, Chasing Catastrophe, my 35 years covering wars, hurricanes, terror attacks, and other breaking news. You like the way I do that? I promote you even when I'm giving I'm making a point.
See, yeah.
I do. Chasing Catastrophe. When I read that title, yeah. I think he retired too early because look what's happening right now, like this week. Can you believe the train derailments and the possible UFOs and the Chinese balloons and the two near plane crashes? And there's so many the catastrophes are piling up. And I think, let's see what you think, because you've covered all this. I think we're on the verge of World War III right now with either Russia or China or both. Do you feel that too, by the way?
I've heard those warnings before, Wayne, about World War III. And fortunately, so far, they haven't proven to be true. And I'm certainly hopeful that it won't be the case this time around. But, you know, there's conflict around the world, and there's a bad conflict that's been dragging on for a year now in Ukraine, and it's frightening. But, you know, to your point, there's never an end to breaking news. There's never an end to stuff hitting the fan across America and around the world. And one of the reasons why I did finally step down after 24 years at Fox News Channel was I just didn't want to have to run out the door for a day, a week, or a month anymore and leave my beautiful new wife at home alone. I love her so much, especially now on Valentine's Day, my baby. She's over there. But, you know, more than that, just, you know, it was a lot. It was a lot. I was a reporter for 35 years, and I covered dozens of hurricanes, and I went to war zones a couple dozen times. And, you know, I just was really looking forward to writing my book and taking a little time off and sort of catching my breath.
Yeah, I mean, look, let me tell you a very quick funny story, and then the whole floor is yours. I was, as I'm sure you know, I used to be a sports gambler, and they called me the king of Vegas sports gambling. I was a professional sports handicapper for decades before I ever got involved in politics or talk radio or talk TV. Now I'm hosting two TV shows. All of that was after I first spent 30 years as the number one Vegas odds maker and sports handicapper. But people didn't know the love of my life was news, right? I loved news and politics and breaking stories and catastrophes. So I'm kind of jealous. I kind of wanted to do what you're doing. I would have gladly chased every great catastrophe around the world. I think it's a cool way to make a living. So I'm really in awe of what you did.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, it was a really, really exciting, very cool experience. I lived an incredible life after being lost as a teenager and young adult, and God knows what could have happened to me. But, you know, I got it together, and I pursued a career, and it worked out really, really well. I was on top of my game, and I had some amazing experiences, you know, across the nation and around the world. And that's why I wrote the book, because I felt like a lot to share, a lot of lessons learned, and perhaps some inspiration for people who maybe want to try something new and different and are a little afraid to pull the trigger on it.
Yeah, well, before I get to all the wonderful things and all the terrible things and all the amazing things that you were witnessing up close and personal, I understand that recently you had a horrific car accident, and you're actually lucky to be alive. What happened?
Yeah, I was heading out to the desert. My wife Kelly and I completely gut renovated a house in Palm Desert, and she left on a girls' trip that morning, and I got in her four-door Mercedes and hit the I-10 eastbound to go to Palm Desert, and it was raining all morning. The roads were really slippery, and even though I grew up on the East Coast and drove in rain all the time, I didn't realize that out here in the West Coast, when it rains, you know, all that oil, it never rains.
Yes,
so when it's
slippery,
all that oil rises up, it gets really slippery. So I hydroplaned, and I hit a wall at high speed and broke, you know, the airbag deployed. I broke four ribs and went spinning back across the interstate right into a tractor trailer.
Had I
not been in a really well-built S-Class Mercedes, and had I not, you know, I hit his rear bumper instead of going in between his tires, who knows what might have happened. I definitely am grateful that I only suffered four broken ribs and a small fracture in my foot. It could have been a lot worse.
I have a bunch of friends who've been in bad car accidents, and they actually, I mean, obviously the bag saved their lives, but the bag also injured them pretty badly. They had burns, they had broken fingers, they had all kinds of ankle issues. Those bags are pretty dangerous in and of themselves, even though they save your life, right?
Yeah, and that was my first experience with them. I don't know, every bag in the car deployed, and the windshield cracked, and the car was totaled. I don't know what would have happened if there weren't airbags, but I was told by the guy at the junkyard where they towed the car that if I was in a lesser vehicle, the roof could have been sheared clean off, and, you know, you know what happens after that.
Yes, well, I always say I like those Mercedes and those BMWs and those German cars. They know how to make cars. They really do. I'm driving a Porsche nowadays, and that's a great car, man. They really know how to make cars. Let's talk about your career, which is what your book is about, Chasing Catastrophe. One of the things that catches my attention is you were at the base of the burning Twin Towers on 9/11. What was that like?
It was obviously the worst day that anyone could imagine, certainly the worst day I've ever experienced and the most challenging assignment I've ever had, because New York City was my home and I was surrounded by chaos and confusion, you know, watching these twin towers on fire and then running from the cloud as each tower fell to the ground. It was just horrific and awful and emotional, but I had to keep it together because my job was to report on what was happening around me. So, you know, talk about a monumental task and an incredible challenge, but I did my best to hang in there and just try to talk to people who were willing and able to talk as they left the smoke cloud and just try to separate the fact from all the rumor and fiction that was flying around. And the most frustrating thing was we couldn't get information because none of the cells were working. You know, we couldn't get stuff on our beepers. You know, it was just basically what I could glean and learn from officials who were passing by me in a hurry to either get to the towers or get away from the towers.
Yeah, were you standing there when the bodies kept falling, the people committing suicide from the top level of the World Trade Center, and you heard that boom, boom, boom? Were you actually in front of that?
I was five blocks up Church Street, which is basically Sixth Avenue in Lower Manhattan. I was shielded mostly from from the towers themselves, except for the very top. I have friends who are cameramen, and one of them was shooting. He shot two or three of the, you know, video of two or three of them jumping out of the windows, and then he said he just turned the camera off. He just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
Fortunately for me, I didn't see that because I know it would have haunted me. But I have seen the video, and every time I see any video from that day, I get chills. Anytime I talk about it, I get a physical reaction. I definitely suffered PTSD, but, you know, I'm grateful that I was there to experience it. I'm proud of the work I did, and it motivated me, angered me so much that it's the reason I went to war in Afghanistan, didn't join the war, but I mean, I went to cover the guys who were doing the fighting, but I was one of the first reporters into Afghanistan in 2001. That winter, and then I went back in 2003 to Iraq, and I went to both countries several times to tell the stories of these brave men and women who were going over there to try and take the fight to the enemy.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons, Rick, one of the reasons I'm a conservative is, you know, I just have a great appreciation for anybody in the military, anybody who's in the police, anybody who's in the fire. It's one of the things about 9/11 that, you know, I don't know if everyone feels the way I do, but as bad as 9/11 was, seeing the buildings come down, knowing thousands of people were dead, the only thing that really made me cry, that made me, like, hysterical, was when I remember looking at my relatives. I was with a bunch of family members, and I said, there are hundreds of policemen and firemen in that building. The building just came down. Are they all dead? Could they all be dead? It was so amazing to think that every fireman and policeman that went in there was dead. And it's so amazing to think that people are willing to die on, you know, battlefields of Iraq and Afghanistan for us. And then liberal Democrats, they don't like cops. They don't like military. They don't appreciate what these people do for them. For them. It's amazing. Hey, Rick, we're heading to an ad break. Can you stay with me for another segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, hang in there. We're going to just grab some ads to thank the sponsor of the show, and then we'll be right back with Rick Leventhal, retired senior Fox News correspondent and author of the new book, Chasing Catastrophe, My 35 Years Covering Wars, Hurricanes, Terror Attacks, and Other Breaking News. He's had the life that a lot of us would really have been thrilled to have, the exciting moments, but also some of the horrible moments. But to be there covering all of it, that's amazing. We'll be right back. More with Rick Leventhal. It's Wayne Allyn-Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Isn't it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. You know how much I believe in natural, holistic methods for healing. I've talked about this for years on my show. Now I'm so excited to tell you about a sponsor that will help transform your life. Global Healing. They're an advanced natural wellness company that's been around for over 25 years, spearheaded by Dr. Group, who has been gracious enough to share 25-plus years of knowledge and research in an online course that will have the latest cutting-edge advanced natural protocols he's used as a wellness advisor for the world's top billionaires, influencers, celebrities, Hollywood stars, even President Donald J. Trump. This course is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Gain the tools and knowledge necessary to activate your body's own self-healing mechanisms and eliminate the root cause of disease. Protect your family and live the healthiest life possible. Get a 30% discount on this course today by visiting globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war and get 30% off. globalhealing.com/war.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Wayne L. LaRuth, the Roots on fire, just recovering from a big snowstorm here in Las Vegas. 50-mile-per-hour winds and snow this morning. After waking up to sunny and 58 degrees, it dropped to 35, and the snow came in, and the cars were kind of sliding on the road, and it was wild out here for a while, and the wind at 50 miles an hour was like a hurricane-strength wind. It was unbelievable. Let me mention the sponsor of the show, then we'll get right back to Rick Leventhal, retired senior Fox News correspondent with his new book, Chasing Catastrophe. I just want to mention the big event coming up in Vegas in August, and I mention it now. If you're listening to me all over the country, you're not in Vegas, people are coming in from all over the country for this event. It's going to be like Woodstock for conservatives. It's General Mike Flynn and Clay Clark presenting the Reawaken America Tour. They've done this all over the United States for 2 years now, sold out everywhere they go. But this is the big one. They call it Reverse Davos, live from Las Vegas. And they're going to have almost 10,000 tickets available. They've rented out this gigantic place, Craig Ranch Regional Park, on August 25th and 26th. On those nights, some of the best speakers in the conservative world will be there, including yours truly. I'll be on the main stage both Friday and Saturday night with prime positions for my Vegas audience. But it's much more than Wayne Root speaking. It's Alex Jones. It's General Mike Flynn. It's Donald Trump Jr. It's Eric Trump, Charlie Kirk, Roger Stone, Dr. Peter McCullough, probably the world's greatest expert on the damage of these COVID vaccines, comedian Jim Brewer, and MyPillow chairman Mike Lindell. Altogether, 70 speakers. speakers, but yours truly, Wayne Root, center stage, both nights, Friday and Saturday, and my book signing for my brand new book. Oh, you got to get the tickets now, even though this is happening in August. Go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com, and use the promo code WAR to buy your tickets right now, or you will be shut out. There will not be seats for you. People are flying in from all over the country for this thing and driving in from all over the country. So if you live in Vegas, buy your tickets now. If you're from out of Vegas, buy your tickets now. Right now, timetofreeamerica.com, use the promo code WAR. All right, we're back with Rick Leventhal, retired senior Fox News correspondent, author of the new book, Chasing Catastrophe, my 35 years covering wars, hurricanes, terror attacks, and other breaking news. So you were the guy that covered Captain Sully landing his plane on the icy Hudson River, right?
Yeah, I was. I raced down there from our Midtown offices, and I was not dressed for the cold. It was frigid that day. I mean, the Hudson River was almost frozen over, and it was bitter, like maybe in the 20s and the teens with a wind chill. And, you know, I was wearing like dress shoes and a light suit and thin socks. And I remember almost getting frostbite in my toes, but what an incredible experience. What a great story at a time when we needed some good news in our lives that this guy was able to land the plane on the river, and then everyone was able to get out safely with a couple of, you know, injuries, nothing too crazy. Everyone survived, and it was just kind of like feel good. Oh, my God, this guy actually pulled that off. And he was so calm and cool about the whole thing, you know. We're going to be in the Hudson.
It was amazing. It really was. Day. You were there when one of America's most respected race car drivers crashed and died. Tell us about that.
Well, I was in Daytona for the Daytona 500 the first year that Fox got the rights to broadcast the race, and they sent me down there to do features and cover the event itself. And I had never been to a NASCAR race. I didn't know what the protocol was on race day, and I grabbed my crew, and we went down to pit row there and where the cars were, where the drivers were lining up to start the race. And I was hoping to interview one of the drivers, and I just chose Dale Earnhardt because I just really liked him, and he was – to me, the most famous race car driver there. So we went down to where he was, and it was Dale Jr. and their wives, and they got into a prayer circle, and we just stood there quietly and got video of them pre-race praying together. And then they kissed their wives, and the two of them suited up, got in the car, you know, climbed in their cars, and I never got a chance to interview them. But, you know, then later on the last turn of the last lap, he crashed into the wall and lost his life. And I was like, we were there for his last moments on earth, and it was just so devastating. And so, I tell the story from behind the scenes of how it all transpired, how we learned of what had happened. And, you know, one of the things I tried to do with my book was give people a perspective that they never got, that you don't get just watching the news. I wanted to show people how we gathered the news, what went into producing it, how we got there, and the crazy stuff that happened behind the scenes.
Well, I'm absolutely certain that you must have PTSD covering all these amazing but catastrophic situations. Got to be very sad and got to be brutal on your mind, right?
Well, you know, I was able to detach myself from the emotions of most of these events that I covered. Every once in a while, it would hit me even harder than usual, and I would have my moments. But for the most part, I was really good at putting up a wall and just the facts, man. You know, just focusing on the here and now, what was going on, and doing the best job I could to tell a compelling and accurate story for the viewers. And, you know, of course, some of it hurt me and affected me, but, you know, ultimately it was, like I said earlier, just a great opportunity and experience for me to see the world and, you know, a lot of awful places, but some really nice places too, and to meet some incredible people and to tell these stories to the American public. It was an honor and a privilege, and I'm really proud of the work I did, and I'm really proud of the book I wrote.
Hey, Rick, we're on the run. We're up against the news break. It was great spending time with you, a great honor to have you on the show, and let everyone know again, the book is called Chasing Catastrophe, My 35 Years Covering Wars, Hurricanes, Terror Attacks, and Other Breaking News by Rick Leventhal. You can find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any great bookstore. Rick, God bless you, man. Thanks for all you've done and will do.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.